Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to bring you a short devotional that gives you a glimpse, gives you a look into some of the curriculum and topics that we talk about with the residents in our addiction recovery programs in the Colony of Mercy and in Barbara's Place. And this past week at the Colony, we talked about faith. And specifically, one of the days we talked about having faith in God for His daily provision. And there's this story that's always been an encouragement to me in the book of Exodus. And in Exodus, we see the people of Israel. God has miraculously saved them from slavery in Egypt, where they were forced to do hard labor and they were treated less than people. And so God hears their cries and delivers them through a series of 10 plagues and then brings them through the Red Sea on dry ground and uses the Red Sea to judge the Egyptians that were chasing them. And so the Israelites have seen the miraculous power of God. They have experienced His provision. They are experiencing Him in powerful ways. And we get to this point in Exodus 16. And verse 1 says, "The entire Israelite community departed from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had left the land of Egypt." And so this is 2 months after, again, they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. So it's not too distant from that experience that they just had. And verse 2 is such a telling verse. I think we need to see this verse. I think this verse needs to be a mirror to our hearts to see ourselves accurately. But it says in verse 2, "The entire Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, 'If only we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat and ate all the bread we wanted. Instead, you brought us into the wilderness to make this whole assembly die of hunger.'" And so here we are 2 months out from just experiencing God's miraculous and powerful provision and protection. And because of food, they grumble against Moses and Aaron and they say, "It would have been better for us to be in Egypt. It would have been better for us to be in slavery." And they almost have this longing for Egypt, where they have a misremembrance, I would say, when they say that they sat by pots of meat and ate all the bread they wanted. Now, the people of Israel were Egypt's slaves. I doubt that they were that privy to the meat and the bread as they are making it out to seem. They are blowing this out of proportion. They are grumbling against the Lord. They are grumbling against Moses and Aaron. And what I love in this story is God's response. And so here you have a people who again have experienced God's goodness, and now because of their menu, because of what they're eating, they are complaining against God. They are forgetting all the ways that He has delivered them, all the ways that He has provided for them, and they grumble against the Lord. And one would think that God would then just teach them a lesson or tell them how it really is. But look at God's response in verse 4. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. This way I will test them to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days.'" And so God, in the face of His people's grumbling, in the face of His people's ingratitude, provides. He provides for His people. And this should encourage our faith in God's provision in our lives. And so the story continues. And you could see in verse 15, it says, "When the Israelites saw it," this is the bread from heaven, "they asked one another, 'What is it?' because they didn't know what it was. Moses told them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather as much of it as each person needs to eat. You may take 2 quarts per individual according to the number of people each of you has in his tent." So the Israelites did this. Some gathered a lot, some a little. When they measured it by quarts, the person who gathered a lot had no surplus, and the person who gathered a little had no shortage. Each gathered as much as he needed to eat. Moses said to them, "No one is to let any of it remain until morning." And then look at verse 20 again. "But they didn't listen to Moses. Some people left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank. Therefore, Moses was angry with them." And so here we have again, God has miraculously provided for the people, and they're given instructions to only gather what you need for the day. And the Israelites don't listen to Moses, and they gather more than they need for the day and try to keep it overnight. But you see here that the bread spoils if it's kept overnight. It says that it bred worms and stank. And I think this teaches us something about God's daily provision. When Jesus teaches us to pray, he says to ask for daily bread. God provides what we need for the day. And this not only is physical provision as far as food and clothing and shelter and things like that, but this is spiritual provision. God gives us the grace we need for the day we need it. One of the things that many of the men struggle with, and this is something I struggled with when I came into the colony, was anxiety. I was just such an anxious person. And what I really, the truth that kind of changed my life is that God gives me the grace for the things that I will face in that day. So I don't have the grace for what is coming up next week. I have the grace for today. He's given me bread for today. He's given me provision for today. And so I need to trust him that as I face tomorrow, there'll be provision for tomorrow. There'll be manna on the ground tomorrow for me to face my day. And so faith really is trusting God and his provision, knowing that I can look back on my rescue. I can look back that God has delivered me from my Egypt. He's delivered me from slavery to sin. He has led me and guided me and provided for me, and I can trust him for my daily provision. I hope this devotion has been an encouragement to your heart and life. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, you can give me a call at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next time.